Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I need to find out if your sister-in-law would rather me make, Alexis, would rather me make chicken sausage gumbo or seafood gumbo for her.
If you make her a gumbo, we're going to have, we are seriously going to have problems. Not even like joking around kidding. It would be for serious.
Why would you deny her the... Don't you like her?
I do like her.
Well, then why would you have a problem with that?
Because you have yet to make me food. You've made food for everybody else.
Everybody else in the world.
Invited them to your house, hosted feasts for them, and I have gotten nothing. Hmm.
But I've gotten really close with your sister-in-law.
So?
So
you've gotten really close with me.
You know what she told, her sister-in-law, Jay's sister, came to the Old Fort, North Carolina Christmas thing that we did. And Alexis goes, yeah, you know, he doesn't like movies that have too many powerful women in them.
Who said that? Alexis?
Yeah. Like,
if a movie or a TV show has too many women in the lead, he won't watch them.
Am I lying? Am I lying, though?
But that's not what you tell somebody first thing.
Well, I
you
am.
You got to kind of have it in the moment of the context of the way I say
what
it.
What caused you to say that?
Because that's who he is.
I mean, I don't doubt it. I don't say you're wrong. But I'm just curious why you said it.
Oh, no, I know why. Because you guys were talking about that show with Zoe Saldana or whatever her name is.
Oh, Lioness?
Lioness. And you were saying you didn't like it. And I said, I know exactly why you don't like
watch.
It.
That's what I said.
Yeah, you won't. And I said, and that's exactly why. Why won't you watch it?
Just doesn't look realistic
exactly.
to me.
Exactly.
Because it's a powerful woman.
No, it's just like the women. Like Zoe Saldana, whatever her name is, just tiny. She weighs 98 pounds, if that. And she's going around kicking everybody's ass and all that. It's just not realistic.
Which is why he won't watch The Equalizer with Queen Latifah, because she says it's not realistic.
I'm about to say he loves that one.
Well, in the very first promo that I saw of Queen Latifah playing The Equalizer, she was kicking in a door. Like, you know, she was a badass kicking in a door and could barely get her foot up off the ground. She kicked the kick plate of the door. Like, all right.
Come on now.
She's good at a lot of things, and I like her. But being a tough ass, going around beating everybody up and everything, all these. She's no Denzel. Let me put it that way. Okay. She's not going to be Denzel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, who is?
All right. But anyway, I didn't think that was appropriate to tell her right when we met.
I wanted her to know exactly who she was dealing with. Mm-hmm.
And you know, she's a New York liberal too, so she was like, what?
Yeah, her face. Right? Uh-huh. She's like, is he serious?
I was like, she's lying.
No.
Like, don't get your Yankees hat all in a bunch, honey.
She was so New York that day too. I'm like, mm-hmm. We're going to a mountain town, girl.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. Calm down, Alicia Keys. I didn't really say that to
her. No, you didn't.
Okay, so we're still doing stuff that Ace would like. So Ace loved the strip clubs and the one-star strip club review.
He liked them both, didn't he? Yeah. These are the one-star strip club reviews.
He didn't really love strip clubs that much. I was just joking.
Yeah, I think he didn't go to many strip clubs, not that I know of.
No.
But this is where we go across the country and visit real one-star reviews from real strip clubs across the country. Alexis is back. It's been a while. So we'll start in the city of Industry, California, at a place called Sin Gentlemen's Club. Mike left a one-star review. The dumbass bouncer I came. There was a dumbass bouncer. I came with a female, and the bouncer wouldn't redeem my Yelp coupon for the discount because they, quote, close in 30 minutes. What a joke. I would have given them admission for two patrons with a lot of money to spend. Talk about not knowing how to run a business. One star.
How are you going to spend a lot of money in 30 minutes if they're about to close?
I know.
And who brings a coupon into the strip club?
Who has a coupon at a strip club?
I mean, I didn't know Yelp gave coupons for strip clubs. Right.
I don't know.
It's like a get one lap dance, buy one, get one free.
Yeah, I don't know what else it could be.
Just maybe half price on the cover or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe that. But yeah, you're going to
print
that.
Maybe for the food.
Like, scan my coupon.
Yeah, maybe.
Kitchen's closed, buddy.
You got 30 minutes. We ain't taking that shit coupon. You can shove it up your ass. Then we'll go to Fort Worth, Texas, at a place called the Pandora Men's Club. Kevin left a one-star review. Horrible service. All the dancers spat and farted on me.
All of them.
All of them. I paid money for their dances, and then they threw the money back at me. I'll never, ever go to this place again. Worst place ever. All in caps. One star.
Do you think like one of those themed strip clubs, like that restaurant, Dick's Last Resort or whatever, where like you pay them to insult you and everything? Is that what they do?
I think so.
Say, I don't want your money.
He just farted and spit on.
Spit on me. All the dancers did.
All of them. And I paid them, and they threw the money back at me. I don't know much about strippers, but they ain't throwing a lot of money back at people.
I'm taking that. Mm.
Yeah. Something about this is not adding up.
Yeah, unless he was paying them in those $100 bills that has Donald Trump and sunglasses on it.
Yeah, you know? Right. Some funny money. We don't want that. Then we'll go to Columbus, Ohio, at a place called the Roadhouse Strip Club. Mike left a one-star review. No, no, no. Take your money back to the casino and take your chances there. This has to be one of the worst strip clubs I've ever been to. There was two girls that after their dance was up, they came off stage and demanded tips from other patrons. The management is horrible. Girls are not stripper material. Almost every one of them have stretch marks, and they are on the heavy side. And then in parentheses, he writes, not thick. In all caps. I'll stick to the topless bars before I ever return to this place. This place is disgusting. One star.
So it was a full nude place?
I think so.
Hmm. Ew.
But he said they're all on the heavy side. Not thick.
No, chunky ones.
But it's Ohio. Still, everybody's fat.
He still wouldn't call them fat, though.
He wouldn't.
I'm not going to call them fat. That's just rude. But.
Yeah. You know, you're
disgusting.
You were talking about that rapper that's suing Lyft because she was too big to fit in the car. Yeah. You know, she says, you know, a lot of people, you know, they call me obese or the F word. Uh-huh. She was on the Breakfast Club and they were like, the F word. And she was, and Charlamagne goes, eat fat.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh yeah. Called the F
word.
We
don't say that in
I guess
house.
Not. So that was in Columbus, Ohio. Then we'll go to Glendale, Colorado at a place called Shotgun Willie's. I know you've been to Colorado. You remember this place?
I don't. But.
Shotgun Willie's. Kyle left a one-star review. In my personal opinion, this is not a strip club because the girls are not stripping when they are fully clothed. If you're a stripper, this is probably the worst place you could work for. If you're a guy who likes boobs and ass, this is also not the place either. Walk 5 minutes down the road to the next club. I left Willie's around 12:45, went to the next club down the street, and within 20 minutes of being there, it was like heaven versus purgatory. There was boobs and ass galore. One star.
Yeah, a little sacrilegious, wouldn't you think?
I don't like that. I don't like the analogy there.
No.
At all.
And do people put too much emphasis on the stripping part of it?
What do you mean?
Like, wouldn't most guys just be fine, completely happy with if the each dancer came out and they were just already naked?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I feel like you have to do the whole dance thing.
Like slow and seductive.
Yeah,
and
like if you just come out and you're like, here it is. Like,
but I mean, you still dance. You just, you know, you just already got your clothes off.
Oh, no. You don't like the build up to the.
Oh, I don't care. I mean, it's not me. I'm just saying that whatever. I wouldn't think guys would be like, so she just came out naked without even, you know, as much as a seductive dance to tease us a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they wouldn't care.
There was some
guys would, you know, but for the most part, I mean, would they even care if they danced? They just walk out and be on one of those rotating stages, like, you know, like where the cars are spinning around at the car show.
Yeah.
They just stand there naked and just let it, you know, in the round, so to speak.
Here it is.
There have been guys that have complained that a woman will just come out and take her clothes off and just spread her legs right there on the stage. And they're like, it's just too much. That's graphic. So you're not wrong.
Yeah, we've also had them complain in the one-star strip club reviews that they would just come out and take their clothes off and sit down on the edge of the stage you know, with their feet hanging off the stage just talking.
Yeah, butt naked eating their food.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, you're making yourself a little too much at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we'll go to Kitten Cabaret in Seattle, Washington. A really, really terrible, sad place. The hustle is relentless. It's dirty and dank. And at least half of the girls who work there smell like they just finished smoking a cigarette or a joint.
Well, there's probably a good reason for that.
I'm sure they have. I've given this place a try several times, hoping it'd get better, but... if anything, it's getting worse, unfortunately. My latest misfortune was an encounter with the rude, unpleasant manager last night. She's a young girl on a power trip with zero people skills. And that I, after that, I will never go back. It's no wonder, almost always empty of customers most of the time. One star. So
it's damp and it smells like cigarettes.
It smells like cigarettes and she's got, she's on a power trip. That's what stupid people usually say when they get called out. He's on a power trip. Yeah. No, you pulled out your butt. And
yeah, unless he's short, then he's got a Napoleon complex.
Right. Good point. Mm-hmm. That's true. Then we'll go to Dallas, Texas, at a place called Buck's Cabaret. Josh left a one-star review. They stole $7,000 from me in 3 days. Every time promising, come back tomorrow and we'll make it right. I paid for VIP every night and only got one, literally one dance, and I dropped $7,000. F this place. Please go there and look for shit out of code and report it.
How do you get ripped off one night and then go back two other nights? Just because they said, we'll make it right.
We'll make it right. Come back tomorrow night. That's on you, bro.
Yeah, you would.
But when they're going to make it right and you go back the next night and they ask for your credit card again.
Say, no.
And you're like, oh, make it right means you're going to give me what I paid for last night without asking me for any more money.
Yeah. So his response is to leave a one-star review and then tell other people to report shit out of code and report it. So I guess it means like...
to get them shut down.
Yeah. Take a peek in their ice maker. You know, look for anything you can see. See if there's mold. I mean, crazy. Then we'll go to Cadillac, Michigan at a place called 8-Ball Lounge. I went... they went from nice girls like Nikki, Sasha, and Harley to friggin' drug-dealing skanks. Trying to peddle cocaine, pills, and heroin. I think the owner is pimping out the girls, too. The quantity over quality factor has completely taken over. There is no control over the dances. I watched one guy pretty much get stroked off. Meanwhile, my hands were to myself, and I get bitched at for a hug after the dance. So the door guy is obviously getting paid to look the other way. The jukebox is a joke. The music is never continuous because they're too cheap to pay a DJ and bouncers. It's a scary world, and this place ain't helping.
What happens if nobody feeds the jukebox?
Right. It just does.
And what place still has a jukebox? That's crazy.
8-Ball Lounge in Cadillac, Michigan.
Oh, Lord.
God, I could just see that guy, too. Come here. Let me give you a hug. Thank you. Let me give you a hug. Hey. Hey, I'm a hugger. Come on.
That was pretty graphic. And I'll be honest, they get more graphic. So maybe if you're uncomfortable, I mean, it's not over the top, but.
I like it.
You do. Alexis is confirming she likes this. They get a little raunchy,
I
but.
Get called out for giving her a hug after a dance.
I watched some guy get stroked off.
Stroked off.
That's disgusting. Then we'll go to...
Shall we say he was enjoying the beef stroking off?
And he's like, I watched some guy. Yeah.
From beginning to end. Start to finish.
The whole thing.
Because I couldn't tell exactly what it was, and I wanted to make sure before I start accusing that he was indeed enjoying the beef stroking off.
And I give her a hug, and you're going to throw me out?
I mean,
come on.
Give her a hug, and then one little crotch brush with the back of my knuckle.
Ew, that's ugly.
And I get called out on that.
You don't like crotch brush?
No, or with the back of a knuckle. Ew.
Let me brush your crotch with the back of my knuckle.
I mean, just an accidental. Gotcha.
We'll go to Orlando, Florida, Dancers Royale. Daniel left a one-star review. The dirtiest, nastiest, and worst club in Orlando. The food is disgusting, and a friend got food poisoning here. You are better off going to Rachel's or any other club in the area. Worst customer service ever. The staff is very friendly. The food is horrible. The dancers are fugly and trashy. The bouncers are assholes, and the staff is the worst. The restrooms are nasty. I found jizz-filled condoms on the men's room. Girls look like they got STDs. I've been to 100 clubs worldwide, but this one takes the cake when it comes to awful clubs. Take your money, hard-earned money elsewhere. Worst club ever.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
That is repulsive, actually.
Hard-earned money.
Your hard-earned money on this dump.
So go to Rachel's.
Go to Rachel's. Much better experience. Yeah. Better food.
Miss Rachel's so sweet.
What if it was Miss
Rachel's? Miss Rachel knows how to treat customers. Knows how to treat a man. Make him feel welcome. And them biscuits are to die for.
Then we'll wrap up in Reno, Nevada, at a place called the Wild Orchid. Nathan left a one-star review. Never go to this strip club. I went there dressed very nice with lots of money and had this stripper tell me they do 15-minute dances for $200 in the VIP room, and there is only one rule, no penetration. I said, cool. And we went back, and I paid the guy, and she gets me in the room, and she says, no penetration, no sucking, no biting. The rule suddenly tripled.
If I'd have known that, I wouldn't have given him my one knicker.
Then she spent the next 20 minutes touching me as little as possible. When it was over, she had the nerve to ask for a tip. I told the bitch no. I've had better. Total ripoff. Never go to Wild Orchid in Reno, Nevada. One star.
How much was
it? $200 for 15 minutes in the VIP room. Yeah. With no one biting. Rule.
And the rules tripled.
Yeah, and then suddenly the rules. Oh, you mean I also can't bite you?
Right? Like what?
What kind of bullshit is I came in here planning to bite you?
I was going to gnaw all over you, girl.
Like a rib, like a rack of ribs.
No penetration.
And no penetration.
No sucking and no biting. Well, that ain't what he said.
He said no penetration. No.
Yeah.
That I can abide with, but no sucking and no biting. Yeah. What kind of place is this?
I was going to bite the shit out of you.
I bet.
Tell me $200 don't even let me bite you?
Those rules, those are very specific. They must have a lot of problems with people biting them.
Well, they get leaned over in their face and that, you know, those two things would probably go together, the biting, you know.
If I was a stripper and someone bit me, ugh, get out.
Yeah. But they should put those rules up front.
They
should. If you don't want me biting you.
Be transparent.
I've never been in a VIP room, so I don't know.
Oh, no?
No.
I have. A couple of times. No.
Did you bite?
I didn't bite. It didn't even occur to me to bite the woman. She seemed like a fairly normal, pleasant woman. I wasn't going to bite her.
I bit her hair. Snapped her old head back when she tried to walk away. I was like... like a damn dog catching a rope on a mute.
So
it's extra extra funny with TJ and Riggins.